They squeaked by. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A stage 3 power alert in California yesterday. The power grid operator warning of potential rolling blackouts. But the day ended without forced outages imposed by the power companies. State regulators credit conservation efforts. California's Governor Gavin Newsom releasing a video warning the threat's not over yet.
We're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real, and it's immediate. These triple-digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid.
The state hit an all-time demand for power yesterday, bracing for what could be another record today. The heat wave not expected to break until tomorrow night. Steve Bannon, the one-time political advisor to former President Trump, issuing a statement saying it's the partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system. Speaking of his expected indictment on Thursday, Washington Post quoting sources as saying it will allege fraud in fundraising for a group called We Build the Wall. The race for governor is set in Massachusetts following Tuesday's primary. Republicans tapping former state lawmaker Jeff Deal.
I am proud tonight to accept the Republican nomination to be your next governor of Massachusetts.
Deal, who was endorsed by former President Trump, will face the state's Democrat Attorney General Maura Healey in November.
Massachusetts is the greatest state in this country. I know that. We are. We have the greatest people, innovation, and know-how in the entire world.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told CBS News she will never be a candidate for president again. Back in court today, the man accused of abducting Memphis schoolteacher Eliza Fletcher last Friday, this time to face murder charges. Fletcher's body was found late Monday afternoon behind a vacant house. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Law enforcement in Georgia says science has helped them solve a murder case that had been cold for decades.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says it used genealogy DNA to identify the man who killed 19-year-old Stacy Lynn Jaworski in 1988. But Henry Frederick Wise, also known as Hoss Wise, won't be prosecuted. He died in a fiery car crash in 1999. Jaworski's body was found along I-59, about 5 miles from the Alabama state line. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
22 years ago this week, two women were found murdered in a bakery in Great Bend, Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says they've now identified DNA that could belong to their killer. They've begun checking genealogical databases, but no match yet. In South Carolina, a reprieve for death row inmates. A judge has ruled two of the state's revised execution protocols for using the electric chair or firing squads for the condemned are unconstitutional and ignore evolving standards of humanity. The state has also been unable to get lethal injection drugs. Apple unveiling its latest must-have shiny new things today.
Apple is expected to debut its iPhone 14 at the company's annual product event at Apple's Cupertino, California HQ. It's been teased with a far-out tagline featuring a night sky with a constellation of stars forming the Apple logo, leading to speculation of big camera upgrades. No word on pricing. Apple is also expected to drop its smaller iPhone and get a larger 6.7-inch screen. Claimed leaks also point to the unveiling of a new Apple Watch 8 and AirPods Pro 2 in today's Apple event. The company's latest iPads and Mac computers, though, aren't expected to be released until next month. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.